New York State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill and Ulster County Executive Michael Hine have strongly disagreed for months about how to extend an additional 1% sales tax for the county. Cahill, in a September 12th letter addressed to Hine, requests a meeting to resolve the issue. Hine's budget director, James Hansen, in a letter to Cahill also dated September 12th, invites Cahill to a meeting in Hine's office September 18th. The letters continue the rancorous tone of the debate, but both sides do agree that a solution in the best interest of Ulster County residents is the goal. Here's Hine.
Well, again, I look forward to the meeting. I look forward to trying to really hear the solution that Assemblyman Cahill brings forward to solve the problem that he has created. And now let's talk about where we go from here.
Cahill, in his letter, says a negotiated solution between the two Democrats is still possible. Cahill was unable to respond in time for this broadcast as he was called to jury duty. Hine says the meeting will include others.
We are now going to provide him every opportunity to come in and speak along with them. He'll be able to also meet with the rest of our state delegation, representatives from all of our senators and assemblymen, to be able to discuss what solutions he proposes to solve the situation that he has created.
Previously, Cahill has said it is Hine's refusal to negotiate that created the situation. The state Senate passed a bill to extend the authority of Ulster County to impose an additional 1% sales tax, which would continue the sales tax rate at 4%. Republican Senator Bill Larkin sponsored the bill, but the Assembly version, sponsored by Democrat Frank Skartatos, did not pass, encountering competition from a bill introduced in the final few weeks of the session by Cahill. Here's Larkin.
It's gotten personal now. I personally agree with the county exec. I put that bill in. First of all, they sent us a home rule message. My bill went in, my bill passed unanimous.
Skartatos recently told WAMC he plans to stick with his version as well, the one he says that allows Ulster County to charge the additional 1% sales tax with no strings attached.
There is no, as far as I'm concerned, there will be no change on my bill whatsoever. But Mr. Cahill, of course, as the senior member of the legislature for representing Ulster County, as the fact that it represents most of the county, he has a responsibility and a right to introduce legislation. But as far as my bill is concerned, no, I will not change it.
Over the summer, County Executive Hine signed a resolution that codifies the county's intention to absorb the cost of the New York State mandated safety net program over a 3-year period, which is what Cahill wanted. Hine says the revenue loss without the sales tax extension amounts to the following.
A $2 million unplanned loss in revenue for the people of Ulster County just in 2013. That number escalates dramatically over the course of both the first quarter of 2014 and the entire year would mean a $22 million loss in revenue and catastrophic cuts for our community.
Lawmakers note that every county has the authority to impose a sales tax of 3%, yet any extensions or anything additional must be approved by the state legislature every 2 years. For most counties, the process is routine. In Ulster this time around, the situation became, in Hine's words, a Cahill crisis. Cahill has previously said most continuations of sales tax include conditions.
In almost every single instance, there are conditions attached to that continuation of sales tax. For some reason, County Executive Michael Hine thought that he should be exempt from any negotiations on sales tax, even though virtually everybody else does it.
Senator Larkin believes the whole issue should rest entirely with the county, and he plans to introduce legislation next year to accomplish this.
What we're saying is that if you want to take this tax up, then you go to your constituents, put it in a referendum, say, I want it. Why should we, the state of New York, say, you raise the tax? We, the state of New York, don't get a penny of that tax that we voted on. This should be a local issue.
Hine and several others have called upon Cahill to urge Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver to join with Senate leadership to reconvene the legislature before the regular session in January to take up Ulster County's temporary additional sales tax and other matters. Cahill says he has and points to a letter to Silver dated September 6th. Cahill, in a statement, says he believes that with Hine's cooperation, they can resolve their outstanding issues in the upcoming county budget and when the state legislature returns in January. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.